The COVID-19 pandemic, the Black Lives Matter movements, and the push to pull down Confederate statues all make up the backdrop of award-winning mystery writer Howard Owen's latest work, Monument. Book critic Joan Baum has this review.
It can't be easy writing a new book in a series because you have to consider readers who may be coming to you for the first time, as well as keep up with characters fans tell you they want to see back. But longtime Richmond, Virginia newspaper man Howard Owen showed 10 books ago in his Willie Black murder series that he can continue to create absorbing new challenges for Willie, his smart, sardonic, biracial protagonist reporter, now 60, and still working the police night beat because, well, a couple of novels back, he misbehaved. We wouldn't have it any other way. What's amazing is how Owen spins new complications for those in Willie's orbit in the new book, Monument. They include Willie's colleagues at his newspaper, his three ex-wives, his once long-estranged daughter, his beloved marijuana-smoking mother, who gives shelter to Awesome Dude, a homeless Native American whom Willie befriended some novels back. There are also a couple of semi-bad actors done with humor whose saving grace, well, maybe grace isn't the right word, is some redemptive feature that compensates for their criminal behavior and shady ethics. They like Willie because he's the go-to person when there's trouble. They know he's honest, fair, and, when convenient, can cleverly connect to either his white or black genes. Owen's also good connecting characters new and old. He has Willie taking a special interest in the vicious double murder of a bookstore owner and his wife that opens the book because the suspect is the autistic son of his first ex-wife. The kid's been caught on video coming out of the store shortly after the murders, and the police think it's a slam dunk. Not Willie. Owen picks up on headlines and makes them the center of action in Monument, a mystery that turns less on who done it than why. Set in Richmond, once the capital of Dixie, the backdrop takes on special significance. Black Lives Matter demos that move to rioting in the wake of the killing of George Floyd, the toppling of statues of Confederate leaders, the attendant and precipitant tear gassing by police of crowds perceived to threaten persons or property. How heartening, Willie muses, to see black and white citizens united in something. Looting. As for those who claim to be just civilians, Willie says, I don't know Antifa from antacids, but I know a skinhead when I see one. As if all this contemporaneity were not enough, Owen adds COVID to the mix, which Willie's mom and Awesome Dude contract. And there's more. Like many of Howard Owen's novels, Monument chips away at the insidious diminution of print journalism. Willie remembers that what slaps down in your driveway in the morning is still something more serious than what we send to dot-com land. He misses the old days of newsroom camaraderie and after-work bar society that made low pay and terrible hours somehow tolerable. Monument is an authentic crime novel, instructive and a lot of fun. I'm Joan Baum.
Joan Baum is an arts critic who lives in Springs, Long Island, and she's host of the podcast, Baum on Books.